I have come to the conclusion that miracles seem to often occur when people come into that state of deep, deep peace and pure soul laughter. I have witnessed over this last year, as I've travelled, so many fascinating stories, heard so many amazing things from what I call the authentic ones. These are friends of mine all over the world who have reconnected on a deep, pure level with their true nature by living similar lifestyles that we advocate in the Embassy of Peace, that times of silence, solitude, stillness in deep meditation, the awareness of the power of divine communion, pure, heartfelt interaction, what some call prayer, within the infinite field of intelligence, knowing how quantum intelligence reacts. That awareness that we need to master the mind or have it serve us as divine beings in form, witnessing the power of positive thinking, which we know is so much more than this, though what we label energy it so becomes. People who've been guided over the years to hear the voice of their body, listen to this, to fuel the body with the right fuel it is calling for, foods of high life force, for example, or pure pranic flows. These ones have been listening to the requirements, what the body needed, watching how it would respond to Qigong, Tai Chi, yoga, dance, and more. These ones have been so selflessly committed to the welfare of others, so compassionate and kind in their nature, always ready to give freely of their energy without thought of reward in return, what many would call selfless service. They've understood, of course, yes, the power of silence. Used sacred song, sung this from their hearts, or just listened, allowing that sacred music to recalibrate their emotional bodies into purer, deeper levels of divine connectedness. And so it is interesting, as these ones have been living their lives in flows of pure grace, with hearts filled with gratitude, as so many do these days, to then hear their stories. A friend of mine, living in the bush, in that environment of pure Mother Nature magic, came home one day, driving up the drive, found a big tree that had fallen down in the floods, in the storm. Although she's now 70 years old, it was not a problem. She jumps out of her car, decides to try and move the tree out of the way so she could drive those final few hundred meters to the door without being soaking wet. And yet as she goes to move the tree, she feels her heart constricting, recognizing the telltale signs as a healer that her body was having a heart attack. She found herself lying on the ground, clutching the heart, and just looking at the sky, the wild weather, communing instantly with her light being friends and beginning to laugh and laugh and laugh and say, I never imagined this is how I would go, but if it is for me to go this way now, it's okay. The wildness of Mother Nature I love, to be in Mother Nature I love. How long will it take to find my body? But laughing, 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 and deep, deep peace. Somehow she manages, in this laughter and peace, to connect with services that are able to find her and take her to hospital and where she can rest and recuperate, yet coming in there with this feeling of absolute surrendered to the field of possibility of leaving this earth at this time, her body at this time. Ambulance, medical staff saying that it was a miracle, that she was able to make contact, that they could get through the storm to find her, and that all of this care from their side could be given in a timely fashion. Another incredible friend of mine tells me the story of how in France there was so much rain and flooding, how she walked knees height in or knee deep in water for months, watching her house absorb the damp, the rain, the water, and so much be weakened or destroyed. The sadness that this can bring sometimes, and also the detachment, the awareness that it is just possessions. The experience she then had with her ex-husband, who was ready to die, yet had no one to accompany him through his final phase of the journey in life. And so, with great love, unconditional love and compassion, she stepped into that role, going through so much with this one in his journey of exit, her heart tender and open, dealing with her children's reaction and so much more, to the end where somebody said, "I guess with all that has happened to you, you must feel as if your heart has broken." "No," she said, "I just feel as if somehow it has been split in two." A few days later, she is driving along, and the aorta, the major aorta in the heart, splits in two. Blood is rushing through her body. Somehow, through some miracle, many stories, she ends up in hospital. The staff so lovingly, the doctor so lovingly telling her that while they will operate and intend to repair the damage, they doubt she will survive. For no one really or very rarely survives such an experience. My friend says, "Fine, let me call my children and say goodbye." And she does. But she too is in the greatest peace and acceptance that perhaps this is how she too will be leaving her body this life. With great surrender, great peace, but no laughter, she allows herself to go into the hospital theatre where they operate for something like 6 hours, having opened the chest with the saw, open the sternum rib cage as they do to get at the heart, and with care and love, lovingly stitching everything back together and cleaning it all up. They wheel her back into her hospital room, where within a short time she has a major heart attack, and appears she has died. For whatever reason, and I am not sure of the sequencing of the events, but she ends up back in the theatre, where they cut her open again, undoing the loving work they've done, and operate again and restitch and rebalance this heart, whatever is required as good doctors to save this woman's life. Eventually, they can do no more. She's stitched up and put back in her room, where slowly she recovers. As the days go by, this story abounds through the hospital, and so many come to her every day with wonder in their eyes, wanting to touch her, just connect with her, saying she is the miracle woman, how they'd heard about her, everything she went through, the operations, what happened that usually takes everyone else's life, and how come she survived. Of course, she feels different now, as if she's been given a new beginning and her own story having made great impact as well within her on so many levels. And then in France again, a beautiful, authentic being who has lived her life in so much grace tells me that one day she steps from her 6th-floor apartment into an elevator, and somewhere on the journey down, the cables break. She plummets to the floor, eventually landing alive. At first, of course, she's confronted with the idea of, oh my God, this is perhaps my time to die. Of course, I could die. I never imagined my end would come like this. And then a deep, deep peace settles over her, a surrender and acceptance again. For these ones, the authentic ones, those understanding who they are as divine beings in form, know that the human body is just something their divine beingness will visit and play within for a while. They have no fear of death or of leaving it. When the elevator hits the floor, the impact, of course, is quite strong within her body. Bones rearranged, skeletal structure shocked, organs shocked. She finds her way to the hospital, for finally the doors can be opened. Somehow she crawls out, able to walk, although feeling quite dizzy and what I call discombobulated, which means feeling like a bowl of jelly, as if everything has been shook up, which it has. She finds herself able to go to the hospital to share her story and ask for help, but the hospital don't believe her. They think she's crazy, that she needs emotional help, perhaps psychiatric care, because, as they say, no one could survive such a thing. People don't crash so far down in an elevator tunnel and survive the other end. For whatever reason, the ones she talked to are the ones who feel that these type of miracles cannot happen. Over the following year, she finds so many changes in her life, no longer feeling as if she is an angelic being, filled with love, flying through life on a wave of grace, heart filled with gratitude. No, everything has been shook up. Everything is being rebalanced. She feels one of the greatest gifts is that she is coming into deeper, deeper levels of pure compassion, for she is a healer with a clinic. Different people start to come to the clinic who resonate with her differently because she resonates with them differently. Having gone through such an incredible experience, the miracle of survival, then handling the energy of doctors and others who could help normally, who just say she's so deluded. She works her way through the alternate system, meeting beautiful healers, chiropractors, and others who slowly over time help to recalibrate the body back into a new format and an important one that allows her to feel stronger again. Yet there is a bone in the foot that is worrying her. And so as we reconnect again, she realizes that she can apply herself the beautiful angelic soundscapes that we apply, that we find can rebalance cellular structure and heal and do so much powerful recalibration in many bodies when people are open. And how easy it is to use this toning soundscape when we are connected into the flows of pure love to recalibrate, rebalance our body systems. All of these ones, they look back, and there is so much peace and so much laughter in the recounting of their stories, and so much of a demonstration to others around them that, yes, miracles can happen. Of course, everything we set up in our life delivers great learning, great joy in the aftermath when the suffering is complete and we see the bigger picture reality attached to it all. It is a path of miracles right now, a time of miracles. Another beautiful friend of mine, in a major car accident, has to be cut out from the car. Taken to hospital, doctors again amazed that she has such little damage in the body, a broken clavicle, some seatbelt scarring or bruising. She tells them she's fed by prana, and at 79 years old, 78 years old, they are amazed at her strength, her power to regenerate her body so quickly. They also accept so easily that she says she's nourished in another way. They watch the miracle of how her bones knit, her body regenerates. Another wonderful friend of mine is in another car accident where the car wraps itself around a tree. Immediately following behind is another person who sees this, can instantly act. Ambulances are called, hospitals alerted, surgery given, a spleen cut out, many ribs broken, many bones broken. But over the time, people are fascinated with the strong healing regeneration that happens in this man's body, for although he is in his 50s, he is strong from a beautiful, spiritual, healthy lifestyle of yoga, minimum diet, the things we have shared. He too, as he sees himself skidding off the road, headed straight for a tree, laughs, is light, thinks, oh my God, wow, swerves finally in the end, and in the swerving realizes a miscalculation for the car wraps around the tree, whereas if it had have hit head on, airbags would have been ignited, the damage to his body less. He rests, has to come to terms with the fact the body cannot move. They have him in a coma for a while, so the body can adjust to the trauma of impact and surgery procedures. He learns to relax, be more fully in the now moment, peaceful, while those around him watch the miracle of such powerful, quick regeneration taking place in this older man's body. These are people, many of them, from their 50s through to their 70s, and yet all around them, people watch as miraculous recoveries occur, and more than this, deeply affected by the peaceful strength that each one carries, the relaxed awareness that there is no such thing as death, that we are just visiting in these vehicles for a while, and that we can exit in many ways for many reasons, delivering so many gifts along the way. Is there a lesson, of course, regarding the flows of deep peace, of laughter, of acceptance, of surrender, and how when we go into this, the eternal moment where time stands still, where there is just joy, no fear, love, no concern, no fear, acceptance and laughter, rather than shock and worry of anticipation of future. To come fully back into the now seems to be also a way that humanity is relieved of so much suffering and pain. For in the eternal now and this deep confrontation of maybe it is my exit time, so much can change. Spontaneous healing and more, minimalized impact and more. We live in a fascinating world and a fascinating time, and so much is being now recalibrated, our bodies being repatterned in strong or more gentle ways as the light body itself blossoms with its more intense levels of wisdom and love and power. Pure love calibrating out through the heart centers, washing through our bodies as waves of love to bring us into these states of pure peace and divine laughter, acceptance and surrender, and knowing that all is fine, all is divine perfection. All that moves through us is divine perfection, even when confronted with the most horrific experiences. We have so many stories. I hear so many stories when I travel, each one with a powerful learning and insight. Every one of us here on this planet, filled with stories, experiences that have added to the richness of our own hearts, brought wisdom, peace, and understanding. And so it is, and so it always has been. This is Jaz Mahin for the Embassy of Peace, sharing the stories of the power of pure peace, pure love, acceptance, surrender, and laughter.